Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. I am continuing my saga of David inherits a kingdom. It is in this story that the door is open for David to seize power and bring all of Israel under his control, now that everyone in the house of Saul is out of the way. Come, hear how the people make David their king. The war among the tribes of Israel seemed to be coming to an end. Abner and the last of King Saul's son are dead. So the leaders of the tribes of Israel traveled to Hebron to meet with David. And these are the words they spoke to David in unison. Behold, you are our bone and flesh. Previously, when Saul was king over us, you were the one that led Israel out and into its battles we waged. And the Lord our God told you to shepherd my people Israel, and you shall rule over Israel. So the elders of Israel came to King David at Hebron and made a covenant with him and anointed him king over all of Israel. David reigned over Judah for 7 years, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all of Israel, including Judah. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, sent messengers with cedar trees, carpenters, and stonemasons, and they built a grand house for David. It was then David realized the Lord had established him as king over all of Israel, and that the God of Israel had exalted him and the kingdom for the sake of his people, the people of Israel. When the Philistines got word that David was made king, they put on their armor and headed out to make war against King David and seize his cities. David is now king over Israel, and the civil war has ended. Though the future does not look so bright because of this new enemy on the horizon. The Philistines have historically been an enemy of Israel, and now they're coming back with a vengeance. How many cities do you think King David will lose? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.